Let's talk about two humanitarian and diplomatic crises that are not getting the attention they deserve, given the scale of what's happening. First, Sudan. Britain and Germany are calling for an urgent UN Security Council debate on the situation in El Obeid, the capital of North Kordofan State. El Obeid has been under siege by the Rapid Support Forces, the RSF paramilitary, and reports of civilian massacres, displacement, and aid blockages have been mounting for weeks.
The UN debate request is diplomatically significant because any formal Security Council action will run directly into Russian and Chinese positions on sovereignty. Russia has maintained relatively close ties with both sides of the Sudanese conflict at different moments, and Beijing is deeply invested in Sudanese infrastructure. Getting a binding resolution through the Security Council is essentially impossible, but getting a formal debate on the record creates international pressure and documentation that can matter for accountability mechanisms later.
Sudan is now entering what humanitarian organizations are calling one of the worst displacement crises on the continent, with over 10 million people internally displaced since the conflict between the Sudanese Armed Forces and the RSF began in April 2023. El Obeid's situation is an acute chapter in a much longer catastrophe.
Venezuela presents a different kind of crisis with direct implications for U.S. politics. U.S. lawmakers, specifically Senator Rick Scott and Representative Carlos Jimenez, are calling for accountability after video surfaced showing Venezuela's Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello personally confronting and blocking a U.S. rescue team trying to reach earthquake victims in La Guaira. This is a person who has been under U.S. sanctions, personally blocking disaster relief. The optics could hardly be worse for the Maduro government.
Cabello is one of the most powerful figures in the Venezuelan government and has been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury under the Global Magnitsky Act for alleged drug trafficking connections. His confrontation with the rescue team isn't just bad optics. It's potentially a war crimes adjacent act under international humanitarian law, which generally requires parties to facilitate access for disaster relief, regardless of political disputes.
The domestic political angle here is that Florida's Cuban and Venezuelan diaspora communities are paying close attention to this story. Both Scott and Jimenez represent constituencies with direct family and cultural ties to Venezuela, and their statements are as much about rallying that base as they are about genuine foreign policy pressure.
Meanwhile, the DOJ's lawsuit against Massachusetts and Rhode Island over tuition policies for undocumented students is another front in the ongoing federal-state conflict over immigration enforcement. The administration's argument is that state tuition benefits for undocumented students violate federal law under the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. Both states argue their in-state tuition policies apply to residency, not immigration status. This case will take months to work through the courts, but it's part of a deliberate pattern of using DOJ litigation to force states to choose between federal compliance and their own legislative priorities.